Why does the devil so much hate the Jewish people? Anti-Semitism is just the hatred of the nation of Israel. And don't forget, people, I know that Israel nowadays do some very strange things and in unbelief. But don't forget this, that the nation of Israel are still God's chosen people. And the reason the nations of this world gang up against them is because their hatred is fueled by the devil. It's satanic animosity. But you say, why? But sure, you see. Here's a wee tiny, tiny dot, just a little speck. 8,000 square miles. Even Saudi Arabia beside them have 800,000 square miles. And some of these big nations, why is the devil not against them? Why does he pick on this little piece? Sure, they're only a little postage stamp. They're not worth worrying about. Just a little handful. They're just a speck on a world map. You could hardly see them in the middle of all these bigger places and bigger nations. And he trains the focus of his fury upon that little nation. Well, there are some interesting reasons. One of the reasons is this. It's through the nation of Israel that we have got a Bible. You know, the man that wrote the first five books of this Bible, Moses, under the hand of God, he was a Jew. So was David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. So was Isaiah. So was Jeremiah. So was the prophet Zechariah and all the rest. The apostle Paul, who has given us 13 beautiful letters, he was a Jew. So was John. So was James. So was Peter. Listen, people, we owe a debt to the Jewish people because they gave us the Bible. Thank God for, and the devil. I tell younger friends here, one of the reasons the devil is so busy in our day, he wants to keep people away from the Bible. He always dreads. That's what he did to Eve at the very beginning. The first time that he appears on the page of this book, the first time that he opens his mouth with the poison of the serpent, hath God said? And he puts a question mark upon God's word, and he still hates the Bible. That's why he hates Israel, because they give us the... You know, the second thing that Israel did, it was through the nation of Israel that God brought in the Savior. You know, the Lord Jesus was a Jew. And God preserved a line right down from Abraham through Jacob and Judah and Jesse and David, right down to Joseph, the husband of Mary, the man of the royal line. And after hundreds of years threading its way through history was that line that brought in the Savior. And I say it was a glad day for this world that Christ ever arrived. And as soon as he arrived, the devil had a man waiting called Herod. And Herod tried to kill him. And then the devil went one day and he met the Lord Jesus in the wilderness for 6 weeks. And he said, I couldn't kill him. But he said, I'm going to conquer him and I'm going to bring him down. And after 6 weeks, in the wilderness with the blessed Savior, the devil had to go away defeated. And then later still, when the Lord Jesus hung upon the cross, he was attacked by the devil and by principalities and powers. But thank God he triumphed, and he triumphed in glory. At Golgotha, I tell you, dear people, thank God for the coming of Christ through the Jewish nation. And this Israel nation, they not only have great things in the past, but they're the nation of destiny for the future. And because of all those things, the scriptures and the Savior and the great plan for the future, the devil will do his best just to wipe out that nation with his awful fury. And he will almost succeed. But he doesn't succeed. I'll maybe talk more about that another night or two in the will of the Lord, and I'll tell you how he will fail in the future, just as he has failed in the past.